Good morning. Welcome to our Thursday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Talking and praying this week about living a risen life, a new life in Christ, and some of the aspects of what's been made new, what God makes new in our life through the blood of Jesus, through the indwelling of His Spirit. And today we want to focus in on rising to a new covenant and the benefit of not living by the old covenant. 2 Corinthians 3, verse 6 says, "He has made us competent as ministers of a new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life." God's design through Jesus is that we enter into a covenant by the blood of Jesus through the power of His Spirit, which is a covenant of life. The covenant of the law was fairly straightforward. You keep the law, you live. You break the law, you die. But there was a problem. Until Jesus, no one kept it. And so all was deserving of death. And until that covenant was fulfilled, made perfect by the death of Jesus, the completion, the fulfillment, the finish of the covenant. I believe that's part of the cry of Jesus, that it is finished. The terms of the covenant have been met. It's no longer applicable. And now there's a new covenant. A covenant of the Spirit, a covenant led by God, a covenant of mercy. But not only is this our ability through God's Spirit, through the blood of Jesus, to rise to this new covenant, we find we have responsibility. He has made us competent, not just called us to be ministers of this covenant, ambassadors, messengers, those who tell others, those who represent it, those who serve it, but we are called to be those who experience it. And living life in this covenant of God, we discover that there's life abundant, life to the full, life that, well, is available to all who would come. All who are thirsty, let them come and drink from the water, from the well that never runs dry. And God's design and desire in our life is such that we get the privilege of experiencing it and we get the privilege of sharing it. And sometimes I think we kind of feel like we're fumbling around with no clue of what we're doing. Or we've been taught or told that we can't do that. That's the professional's job. And God tells us that we have been made competent to represent as an ambassador of Jesus Christ this new covenant, a covenant by the very Spirit of God. And as we live by that covenant, we recognize that things are different. One of the big issues of the religious leaders of the day of Jesus was a legalism that they applied to everyone but themselves. That's kind of how we do legalism, right? We want everybody to do what we think is right. And we determine what we do and what they ought to do. But when we use God's word as the standard, we discover that this covenant of the Spirit gives others the same grace that we ourselves have received, the same grace that we ourselves need. Most people that I'm aware of, as they drive down the highway, kind of choose what speed they're comfortable with. In other words, they see the sign along the side of the road and they determine how much more than that they feel is acceptable. A friend of mine calls it our acceptable level of disobedience. But as we do that, you may decide that you can drive 5 miles an hour over the speed limit and that's fine and everybody expects that and there's nothing wrong with that. Well, the guy that's trying to get around you that has decided in his mind that driving 10 miles an hour over the speed limit is acceptable and nothing wrong with it is upset with you because you're slowing him down. And you're upset with him because, well, he's breaking the law. And somehow we lose sight of the fact that we're both breaking the law. You see, we want the letter of the law applied to those that are doing something different than what we're doing. We want grace applied to what we're doing. And as ministers of this new covenant, we receive grace at the level that's beyond what we can comprehend, with the expectation that we extend grace to that same level. This is a covenant which gives life. It's not looking for loopholes to count us out. It's looking for opportunity to include us. And we enter this covenant by faith, by an application of the blood of Jesus, by choosing to be buried with Christ so that we can rise with Christ to this new covenant. A covenant made for our benefit. And so we have opportunity today, wherever we go, to live and serve as ministers, competent ministers of this new covenant. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has called us to yourself. It gives us all that we need in order to represent this covenant that you've made through the blood of Jesus, by the power of your Spirit, carried out daily in our life by a Spirit that dwells within us. And so, God, today, help us to no longer live by that covenant, but may we move beyond, and may we recognize that this covenant of the Spirit is a greater thing. It's something that no longer brings death, but it gives life. And Father, as we come to Jesus by faith, trusting in the work that He accomplished to fulfill all the requirements of the old covenant, so that a new covenant could be brought in, may the grace that we receive be multiplied, not just in our life, but in the way that we extend it to others. And Father, today, as we go about life, as we recognize the benefit of rising to this new covenant, may we be more careful in the ways that we interact with others, in the way that we live, the way that we speak, the way that we show grace and mercy. And God, today, may we lift up Jesus in all things so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Thursday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.